The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, I grew up in Florida, so I am intimately familiar with fire ants. The stinging ants arrived in Mobile, Alabama from South America about 80 years ago, before rapidly spreading throughout the American South. But now scientists have sampled 2,100 colonies from 75 sites in the ants' native range in South America, the southern U.S., and newly invaded areas in China, Taiwan, and Australia. The researchers performed multiple types of genetic analyses, including one that looked at mitochondrial DNA, which is found in the energy-producing centers of cells. Using this analysis, they identified 322 different types of the stinging ant. Three predominant types that were found throughout the United States sites were rare in the native range of Argentina. Meanwhile, those three types were the only ones to appear in the newly invaded areas. This sequential loss of diversity as the ants filtered from South America to foreign lands is typical of colonizations. The fire ant is often described as a weed, the animal equivalent of the dandelion, because it thrives in landscapes disturbed by humans. That's why humans are the fire ant's best friend.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.